In other news this afternoon, Olympic shooter Michael Diamond's firearm and drink driving charges are threatening to end his hopes of competing in the upcoming Olympics. He has faced court today where he pleaded not guilty to all charges. Let's go to Matt Snelson, 7 News reporter, who's been following this case. G'day, Matt.
Hi, Ben.
So he's not guilty, Michael Diamond, he says.
Yeah, that's right. Not guilty. Mixed results in court today for Michael Diamond. Not guilty on the firearms charges. It was last month that he was found by police on the side of his car in Nelson's Bay, allegedly refused a breath test, was charged with high-range drink driving. There was a shotgun allegedly in the back seat with 150 rounds of ammunition. Police had been looking for him after a dispute with his brother, John. There was an AVO against the Olympian from his brother. Today in court, that was dropped. Diamond pled not guilty to all his charges, and his lawyer asked for the case to be expedited so it can be dealt with before July the 4th, and that is the cutoff date for the Olympic shooting team selection. So, obviously, Diamond's ineligible at the moment. Mm. He has no shooting license. It's been revoked. His lawyer needs the case dealt with in time for July 4th for him to have any chance of making it to his 7th Olympic Games. The magistrate will listen to this application, but says he needs significant persuading to get it over the line and put Diamond ahead of anyone else who's going through the court system at the moment.
Yeah, you'd have to think he's a long shot at making the Olympics. As for the drink driving charge, any information about that today?
No, only that it's not guilty. He wouldn't go into the details. It was more a case of just trying to get their application to try and have it all heard beforehand. It looks like there'll be a one-day hearing. Mm. But it's really going to be a very difficult situation for him, of course. With no shooter's license, he can't go, but with a conviction, he can't go either. So all those charges either need to be dismissed or have no conviction for him to have any chance. Of course, he was being talked about as a flag bearer for the 7th Olympics.
I don't think that'll be happening anymore. All right, well, look, well, we'll wait to see what happens on Friday, and we'll see your report on 7 News tonight, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Matt Snelson.